Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Murder at Mount Ephraim, Whitstable Pearl Mystery, Book 9, written by Julie Wasmer and read by Jennifer Kirby. The day was deceptively bright, with a clear blue sky, and Whitstable's estuary waters remained undisturbed by waves as they lay stretched out beyond Pearl Nolan's home at Sea Spray Cottage. Nevertheless, as was so often the case on the north-facing Kent coast, there was a chill to the air, sufficient for Pearl to close her latticed window before turning back to find her mother holding aloft a small, framed painting. "So, what do you think?" asked Dolly Nolan, beaming as she waited for an opinion. For a moment, Pearl was lost for words as she noted that the seascape in her mother's hands had been created in Dolly's favourite medium, objet trouvé, a sophisticated term for the flotsam and jetsam Dolly was apt to collect on her beach walks. Dried seaweed, fragments of bleached timber, and tiny pieces of ancient glass polished by the tide. "It's..." Pearl struggled for a suitable adjective. "Unique," she said finally. "And very kind of you to do this for Amy." Dolly gave a shrug. "Well, as there's no wedding list, I thought a personal gift might fit the bill. It ticks all the boxes." "Boxes?" asked Pearl as she zipped up the travel bag she had packed that morning. "The old rhyme," said Dolly. "To bring a bride good luck on her wedding day. Something old," she indicated the painting's antique gold leaf frame. "Something new," she paused to remind Pearl. "It's a brand new piece of work. And as to something borrowed," she went on, "a friend lent me some brushes for this piece, and I haven't yet given them back." She offered a mischievous smile, then, "Something blue? Well," she allowed her daughter to guess for herself. "The sea," said Pearl, pointing to the azure band above a mass of oyster shells affixed to the canvas. She returned Dolly's smile. "I'm sure Amy will really appreciate this. A reminder of home?" Dolly considered the painting. "Yes," she said thoughtfully. "Though not quite the tropical clime she's used to. You said she's been living in Thailand." Pearl nodded. "And we might be short of waving palm trees here, but Whitstable has its own charm, as has your gift," she added before checking her watch and noting it was almost midday. "I'd better get going."
"What's the hurry?" asked Dolly. "The wedding's not until tomorrow."
"I know, but as the guests have all been invited to stay at the venue for the whole weekend, I was hoping to arrive reasonably early today to catch up with Amy." Pearl grabbed a white linen jacket from the back of an armchair, while Dolly began carefully wrapping her painting in a sheet of silver gift paper. Pearl watched her and flipped her long dark curls from the collar of her jacket as she mused, "It's true there's no wedding list, but it's usual these days to have one, isn't it?" Dolly shrugged. "I presume they're not in need of much," she commented as she continued wrapping. "Guy Priddy's a very wealthy man." Pearl reacted to an element of disdain in her mother's voice. "Successful," she said.